Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 29th, 2023. I have your host, James J. here. I am joined by our great friend, Reverend Beth Habhegger from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Beth, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for being here. We always appreciate the time. How have you been?
Doing okay.
Good, good.
Getting ready for something big going on at the church.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, Beth. We've got the big event, the community book sale, coming up on October 12th and 13th, along with the bag sale on October 14th. Mm-hmm. Beth, if you don't mind, I'd like to approach this one because this is a big event in our community. Mm-hmm. But let's treat this like somebody out there is listening that has never heard of it before.
Okay.
Let's explain to them what this event is and how important it is.
So this is a book sale that's been going on for probably around 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. It started with the Association of University Women, who did it in the old mall. And all of the funds, all of the profits that are raised from this book sale go towards a scholarship at Mid-States Technical College. Mm-hmm. So what they found is they needed a new location, so they came to the church. Mm-hmm. And when they came to the church, one of our members was a part of that association, and that's how it got to our church. Mm-hmm. And then the ladies all started to get a little bit older, and they couldn't do it anymore, and our church saw the value, so we took it over. Mm-hmm. And so we collect books throughout the summer, usually from about Memorial Day to either Labor Day. Mm-hmm. This year we extended it to the end of September. So today is pretty much the last day. Yeah. So this weekend that bin's going to come out, and we're not going to take any more books for this year. Mm-hmm. It will be back next year. So if you have books that you went, oh, I want to do it, put them someplace safe in your house. Yeah. So you can bring them back next year. Mm-hmm. We'll take them next year. So we collect books. So all of the books that we sell are donated books so that we have 100% profit from the sale. Mm-hmm. And then we turn around, and for 3 days we open up our church basement and we sell books at a very reasonable prices. Most books are only going to be about $1. Children's books are less, so it's usually, I think, about 25 cents for a chapter book, 10 cents or something like that. I do have the price list somewhere around here. Mm-hmm. But you can come check it out, and then you'll find out how much they are. But they are very reasonably priced. So we sell them at full price for Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday we give you the sale. So you will receive a paper bag when you arrive, and any book and all the books that you can fit into that paper bag are only $2. That entire bag.
It's so awesome. It's such a great way to do it. It's one of the communities I know celebrated events. This is one that I always see people that I never see until the community book sale, and that's when I run into them. I know how popular that part of it is and fun that part of it is. But I'm curious, this area comes through on these situations so well. Mm-hmm. How was the turnout this year for books donated?
We were concerned towards the beginning of the month, and now we're going, oh my goodness, we're getting more and more and more and more and more and more books. So we've got plenty. We've got a basement filled with books, and we're still getting books today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We've had some people contact us and say, I'm coming. So there will be plenty of books to choose from. And there are some people that donate brand new books. We have books from different libraries that have donated, and some that people have loved and highlighted in. So you can find just about anything at the sale.
All genres are there. Yes. All types are there. That part of it is fun for young and old.
Yes.
It's great to be able to have that. One of the things that I love about this event every year is that I see a good amount of kids and a good amount of young people involved in it too. It's nice to see reading these books, getting a second or a third or fourth life sometimes. Right. That part of it is cool, but if you don't mind, before we keep going with the book sale, I would like to just shift the focus a little bit to the Moravian Church.
Okay.
And why it's important to the Moravian Church and to Moravians to be a part of the community, to put back into the community.
Well, one of the bishops of the Moravian Church back in the 1700s, his name was John Amos Comenius. He was known for the longest time as the father of modern education. Mm-hmm. He was the first one to think to put pictures in children's books.
That's crazy.
And put the belief within our denomination that education isn't something that you finish with school. Mm-hmm. It is from the cradle to the grave. So every day of our lives, we are learning, we are growing, and we need opportunities to do that. He understood that mothers were the first educators. They're the ones that teach their children. And so women should be educated. Mm-hmm. So the denomination has founded colleges and schools throughout the centuries, throughout the world. And so reading is a part of that. And to be able to give that gift of reading. And then the bonus is the money's going towards a scholarship, and we've designed the scholarship to be for a non-traditional student. Mm-hmm. So this year, the recipient that received the scholarship is a second career gentleman who is going back to school to further his education. So it's really an all-encompassing way for us to live out what we say we believe.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with the audience. I've talked with Beth off-air about this a little bit, so I may have known the answer a little.
Just a little.
But that is part of it. It all ties together. And while I am not Moravian myself, there is so much about in talking with you and Seth and learning more about it that I just admire and I like to bring attention to whenever we have an opportunity. And this event itself really brings attention to it.
The more I talk to people who have no clue what the Moravians are until they meet me, the more I hear you are like the best kept secret in the world. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all of this is great and everything we've already covered is really good. But Beth, we can't get too far into the interview and not mentioned the baked goods.
Right.
There's only the greatest baked goods in human history are always at churches and church people making them. It's my opinion.
Yes.
I'm not even a churchgoer and I'm saying that because it's good stuff.
Those that came in the past will know that we have a hospitality station. And so we have a couple of comfy chairs and we'll have baked goods made by the members of the congregation. So you got good church lady baked goods there with coffee and we'll have some juice and things like that. We'll also have a children's table. So we'll have some activities for the kids to do at the table, crayons and coloring books and activity books so that kids can keep occupied while mom and or dad are looking at the other books. And the nice thing about our setup is, and we've changed it a bit this year from the years past, but we try to organize it like you would find in the library. So we'll have posters hanging from the ceiling with what category those books are. So if there's a certain type of book you're looking for, you know where to go to find that book. Our stage down there is only children and young adults. So you know if you want something that's for the kids, that's where you need to go. We've shifted where we're having our checkout because usually we have it within the space of the books, but we want to have more space for hospitality and for books.
Yeah.
So that's going to be moved to outside of where our elevator is, which is a great segue to tell you we have an elevator so that we are accessible for anybody of any physical ability. We've got a ramp that leads in. We've got the elevator that'll get you there. Checkout is going to be easy. So it's going to be set up slightly different, but you'll know where to go because we're going to have signs everywhere to help direct people. And in fact, this year we're adding a greeter. So as you come in the door of the church, there will be somebody there smiling, welcoming you, and directing you where you need to go.
Is it one of the boys? Did you get one of the kids doing it?
They're at school for most of Thursday and Friday. But no, they are some of the wonderful members of our congregation that you will have a chance to get to meet.
Very cool. And thank you very much for mentioning, too, the accessibility. I was talking to somebody about not only this event, but other events in the community, and I don't feel like I do a good enough job covering that when that is the case. Going forward, I'll be better about that and being able to include that more because we want more people involved in these, and I certainly want our people with any disabilities to be able to take part in these events just as much. It's cool to see when we have nonprofits, when we have businesses and people paying attention to that and caring about that. And the space is certainly enough at the church for this event. With that, and you've touched on this a little bit already, Beth, but for this event, it's been around a long time. Are there other differences about the event? Say, if you've been there in years past, but maybe you haven't been there in a year or two or whatever, and certainly with COVID, things have changed up a bit. Are there other changes that people should be aware of?
Yes, we now take plastic.
Yay.
So you don't have to come with cash and you don't have to worry about hitting an ATM before you get to the building. We take credit and debit cards. So that is always an option as well.
And again, going back to the sale or the price of these books, you know, you could bring $5, like actual $5 cash.
Yes.
I don't know if people remember what cash is, but if you could actually bring the physical $5 and come away with a huge haul.
Oh,
like,
yes.
This is not something that's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
No.
It's all about you getting a certainly bang for your buck, but putting that buck into a great scholarship program, which puts back into our youth and benefits all of us.
And the book gets a second life.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. And if you are struggling and still are possibly interested, one of the things we're doing this year is we've created gift certificates. So if you have money and you're like, well, I know so-and-so doesn't, but maybe they would benefit, let us know at the church. We can sell you a gift certificate and you can give that to that person. And to help our listeners a little bit, we are donating two gift certificates to be given away by both, one by WFHR and one by WIRI.
Cool.
So on the week of the book sale, be listening and you will have a chance to win a $10 gift certificate to be used this year at our book sale.
I love that. I'm learning about that as you guys are. That's awesome. That's a great idea. I love that. We cannot wait to do that. We love giving things away, but giving things away with you guys and other nonprofits, we love being a part of that. Thank you for including us in that. That's
absolutely
a great idea. Well, that you are helping with us and helping our community. How can we help you, Beth? Are there volunteers or anything you guys are in need of with the sale?
Absolutely. If you are interested in helping us out, we usually have two or three people at the checkout so that we can kind of help keep the flow going. We've had people coming in to help sort books. If that's something you're interested in, we're going to need to keep sorting our books as we receive them. So just give us a call at the church and we would be glad to let you know how we could use you. That number is 715-423-0180.
Speaking with Reverend Beth Habhager from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, talking about our community book sale coming up. And Beth got something fun, a new addition to this as well.
Yes.
Want to tell people about.
And we are starting this year selling canvas bags for $2.50. It's a beautiful blue bag. Mm-hmm. It's not the traditional canvas bag that you think of, but it's something that you can reuse for groceries and things like that. So it's a little bit wider than it is tall. And so I found that's great for cereal boxes and things like that.
Interesting.
So
cool.
If you like something like that, and if you're only buying a couple books at the sale and you want something to take them home in, then you can, for $2.50, buy a canvas bag.
Boy, it is. If there is one thing we love canvas bags and we love bags that we can reuse.
Yes.
We love being able to repurpose these bags and use them for other things. And it's no small thing that when you're walking around with these bags, when you have this stuff, you are a billboard. You are advertising and helping promote some of our local nonprofits, some of the events that they have. And it's always interesting to me if I see somebody in a like-minded shirt or something like that. You kind of, hey, and you look at it. It feels good. It's nice to be a part of that. And it feels good not only being a part of this event, but the continuation of it, that kind of thing. The event may only be for a couple of days, but the feelings you get from it will last you all year long, if not longer.
Right.
It's a fun event.
Well, we feel we're a part of the community and we want to be seen in the community. So this is one way that we can do that.
You guys are always looking at other ways to do that kind of thing as well. And you have a new event coming up?
We do. This Sunday, a member of our congregation came up with this wonderful idea. We're hosting what's called an Autumn Joyride at 2 p.m. And so it's an opportunity and a celebration to celebrate the rides that we love. We'll have some classic cars in our parking lot. We're going to have a slideshow that people have submitted with things that they enjoy riding in. So not only do we have cars, we've got some wagons, we've got tractors, we've got a hot air balloon that the church sponsored one year. And those are pictures that you'll see. And then we've encouraged members, if they didn't feel comfortable taking their pictures out of the frames, we'll have a couple of tables with framed pictures as well. And there'll be refreshments. So again, you'll get a chance to enjoy some beverages and some baked goods by ladies in the congregation.
Yeah, you have me baked goods.
So it's a wonderful new event. It's going to begin at 2 o'clock. The slideshow will be presented probably sometime between 2:30 and 2:45.
Not maybe your traditional kind of car show or anything, but as we've seen, even going back before the pandemic, but especially the pandemic, we lost a lot of our classic car shows. We've lost quite a few of those kind of events where we know so many people in Wisconsin, so many people in the Midwest. They got these nice cars. They want to take them out. And we only get it like 3 weeks a year. We can bring them out. Having another event like that, that's just great for those fans of that and interested in those hobbies.
Right.
But there's the other part of this, too, where the history part of it that I find really interesting, too, for people and certainly young people being able to take in the event and getting a little bit of a history lesson from some of this.
Well, and it's been interesting talking to members of the congregation as we've explored what this could be. I sat with a 90-year-old 30-year-old member of my congregation that said, I remember riding in a Ford with one of the rumble seats in the back, and it turned out to be like a 1931 Model A, I think it was. We were able to find online a picture of that car, which will now be included in the show. So we're looking forward. It's October 1st. It's this coming Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
With an event like this, Beth, you mentioned that one of your great people there came up with this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys doing a lot of that kind of thing where you're talking to board members, you're talking to members of the Congress and about different events or things
Absolutely.
To do?
Absolutely. We have members that come up with ideas. We have another member that works with a blood organization, a blood donation organization, and we've hosted a blood drive for them, and we're looking and discussing the possibility of doing that in the future. We were approached with the idea of the Winter's Farmers Market, which we will be bringing back and starting this fall instead of waiting until January. So October is our busy month. So we've got the Joyride coming up this Sunday, and then we've got the book sale, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Mm-hmm. And then the 21st, that very next Saturday, is when we will be opening up our doors for the Winter's Farmers Market that runs, I believe, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday, except for, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, holidays, that kind of thing.
You just can't help yourself. You're
you
had a busy summer, now you're just going to go right into fall. Just keep that busy going. We did want to talk a little bit about Grace as well.
Yes. So Grace is the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, and we are denominations that are trying to work together for the good of the communities in which we serve. So we did a walkathon last May to raise funds to help pay off school debt, and we raised over $2,500.
That's awesome.
To go towards the Nacoosa school system. This year, we've picked Lincoln and the Wisconsin Rapids school system, so we are going to be doing some things, and one of those is a community Thanksgiving service that's going to be hosted at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church. Mm. So that'll be the Sunday before Thanksgiving, which I believe is the 19th of November, and it'll be at 6 o'clock in the evening, so we encourage you to come out. We will be taking a offering as part of that, and that all of that those funds will be used to help pay off the school food service debt here in Wisconsin Rapids. And then as a community again in December, the Wednesday before Christmas, which I believe is December 21st, again, it'll be probably around 6 o'clock in the evening. We're going to have a Blue Christmas service hosted at the Moravian Church, but all of the churches will be invited to participate. And that's a service to help those specifically who are grieving, but others who may be struggling even in what's supposed to be a joy season with some heavy stuff, so that we can recognize that just because it's a happy season doesn't mean that all of our problems have gone away. And it's a wonderful service to kind of claim that grief and still celebrate Christmas.
Growing up, I just seemed to have a lot of bad moments happen either on Christmas or Christmas Eve or around that time. And it's only been in the last 4 or 5 years that I've started to kind of, for myself, reclaim Christmas. I don't want it to have these bad feelings associated with it anymore. And a lot of this, I can't imagine how much sooner I might have come to that if I had been able to, if I was brave enough to lean on other people, if I was brave enough to have something like this available and take advantage of it. Cannot encourage people enough. This is the safest of safe environments, and it's an opportunity to find out that you're not alone,
right?
And you don't have to go through these things alone. That's not the human experience, and that's not the community that we have. We're here for you, and we want you to come and take in these events.
Right. The word that I would use for a service like this is a bittersweet.
Yeah.
So it allows us to claim the bitter even in the midst of the sweet. You know, it's a balance.
Yeah. And when you're talking about Grace, I honestly could spend hours talking with you about this. I'm so proud of this. I'm so encouraged by it. You know, getting to meet Terry early on and talking with Terry, United Way's CEO, one of the things I realized in talking to her is how much better this area has gotten, that they're not crabs in a barrel anymore. It's not this nonprofit and this nonprofit fighting for this dollar.
Right.
It's this nonprofit and nonprofit working together for that dollar. Our community is made that much stronger when we work together, when we show how connected we are. For our churches to do that, that's another level. That is incredibly impactful and reaches more than I think even you and I can realize,
right,
Beth.
It's an opportunity for us to realize that for us, it's the same God that we're all worshiping. Mm-hmm. We may be doing it differently. We may have different theologies that go to that, but it's the same God. And we're all trying to help God's people. So let's come together and find ways that we can do that together, because together we are stronger.
If people are listening out there and they are not already a part of Grace, can they be? Can they reach out to you? Is that something that's possible?
It's an organization of churches, so it's representatives from different congregations.
Sorry, other congregations, not just like me.
Congregation in the community, whether it's in Rapids itself or one of the surrounding communities, any of those congregations are welcome to be a part of this organization.
And Beth, I have my dad's voice in the back of my head reminding me to make sure that we mention the YouTube page that he loves. And that he subscribed to. We encourage you to subscribe to. Go to your YouTube page and type in there, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. You will have their great site pop up. Be sure to subscribe to their page and keep up to that, because you guys do some great work with that, Beth.
We do our best. YouTube channel is Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. We then try to post the previous couple of Sunday services on our website as well. So you can always check us out at wrmoravian.org. And it's a wonderful place to get more information about the book sale, about the winter's market, about the autumn joyride, about many, many different activities that we have going on at the church.
And when it comes to your services on Sunday, you will take all comers.
Yes.
And it's so appreciated. I know in particular my father, now that his hip is getting better, he's looking to get down there and everything.
Oh, I would love to have him come for worship. So,
and while he is not Moravian, he knows that he is welcome there.
Absolutely.
And I champion that so much. I think it's such a beautiful thing to be able to offer to people.
Well, and this Sunday in particular is World Communion Sunday.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful way to show that we're all one. And so it doesn't matter if you're coming to the Moravian Church, to the Methodist Church, to the Episcopal Church, anywhere. This is a Sunday. All denominations are encouraged and invited to share in communion. And so we will be celebrating that. And this year it's extra special for me because my dad is actually visiting this weekend. And for those of you who don't know, my dad is a retired Moravian pastor, has served some of the churches in this area.
Wow.
And we get to serve communion together. So it's going to be extra special for me, and I hope people have an opportunity to use it as an opportunity to gather in fellowship with other Christians.
Well, at least you got me all teary-ed and everything in the last couple of minutes, so I'm not all struggling the whole interview. That's beautiful. That hit my heart. That's beautiful. I hope you guys have a wonderful time on Sunday. That's great. Let's remind people one more time about the Autumn Joyride and then the community book sale.
So the Autumn Joyride is this Sunday, October 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. You can come, and it's just a time of fellowship, and there'll be a presentation of different pictures. And then our book sale starts October 12th and 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then our bag sale will be on Saturday, October 14th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then starting October 21st on Saturdays, we have our Winter's Farmers Market.
Yeah, yeah. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. I didn't get to touch on it enough, but thank you for bringing that back earlier, for hosting that. You not only help our ag industry and our vendors, you help our community with these kind of events. And a big shout out to all the people participating as well. And Beth, if people want to volunteer with any of these events or help out or just know more, how can they find out more? How can they reach you?
You can contact us at the church. It's 715-423-0180. And then you could also email me at wrmcpastor@gmail.com.
And again, wrmoravian.org is the website. Be sure to bookmark that page. It's a great website where you can find out all the information about this and more with our Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Always a good time talking with you, Beth. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, me and James.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you also to the producer really around here of Midday Magazine in the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the fantastic job she does scheduling week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Thank you so much. Thank you to all of you out there for downloading the podcast, for checking it out live on the radio, and for spreading the word about this great show. Spread the word. Let more and more people know about Midday Magazine from 3 to 4, Tuesday through Friday, right here at WFHR. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.